Another day, another dollar, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think that works in this economy anymore.
35 cents?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not an economicist.
72? I don't know. I know I was confused pulling into your house neighborhood because they were like, no cars on the street.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it? I don't know why.
It's so weird. I was like, what is going on? But yeah, it was like, okay, cool. All right. Guess they're getting ready for the flipping rain that's coming.
No, there's usually, I don't know. It's been like that for the past week, and I don't know why. So, if you look down,
there's cars. Say, like, two houses down from you, it's like 40 cars.
Yeah. So I guess they just flip-flop, because there used to not be that many on that end.
Yeah.
And there was a shit ton on this end, where it was almost like a one-lane street on both sides of the street. Mm. And I don't get why there's none. It's nice.
Yeah.
I like to actually be able to see the whole road.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. So what did you do for the 1st of May?
Worked.
Oh, sad day.
Watch Andor.
Yeah, we're one away. I'm surprised they're releasing it in 3-episode bundles.
I think they're doing it in arcs or whatever.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, so like it was 2 years before Yavin. Now the next 3 were 1 year before Yavin.
Oh. Okay.
So...
And then the next 3 will be another time jump?
Maybe. Yeah, it could not be, but I suspect it will be. Because like I said, this is the final season. They left the droid.
Yeah.
That's what I was sad about and kind of alluding to. I was like, oh. They absolutely left that droid. A depressed droid who has abandonment issues.
They abandoned. Everybody's died around him.
Except for her.
Mm-hmm. But.
Except for Bix.
But at the same time, she might as well be dead because she's gone.
Yeah.
And never going to go back to that planet. You know, they're just trying to, like, get rid of plot holes. Have the droids. We don't want to kill the droid. Have the droids stay.
So, and apparently, Alan, the queso.
Sure.
The big Imperial. Black droid, that was his buddy.
Oh, yeah, K-9 something. No, not K-9, it was...
It's queso, I think.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
It's K-3-S-O. He will be coming
in
up.
In the last 3?
Coming up in these episodes.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
I wonder if that droid has always had that kind of personality, or was he... Did they rewire it? Yeah.
I'm assuming they reprogrammed him. Which would be hilarious. Or even if it's not, it would. So.
Like he always questioned authority, going, wait a minute.
Yeah. So.
Like he was defunct already?
Part of me was wondering before they abandoned the droid if they somehow took the abandoned droid and put him together with the other droid and their programming melded and that was
pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, but yeah, I don't think they're that smart.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's popping. It's carrying the steam it picked up at the end of last season and driving forward. It sucks that this is the end of the series.
Yeah.
Because they have done a decent job with all of their characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is probably one of the better Star Wars shows, and it's not really Star Wars-y.
No. Well, what's funny is apparently George Lucas was kind of right and kind of wrong. Because he's like, the first 3 episodes of Star Wars were supposed to be very political.
Mm-hmm.
And political intrigue and all that stuff. But he's like, no one's going to want to see that. Which is why he kind of put it to the shelf and then kind of towed the line a little bit. And he was absolutely right. But they're doing it right. In Andor, we got a whole bunch of politics and infighting and the start of a rebellion. And then when you piece it together with all the other timelines, like Rebels, like a year or two before Andor season 2...
Mm-hmm.
Ezra Bridger put out his message to the galaxy to fight the rebellion or to fight the Empire. So all these rebellions are kicking off.
Yeah.
In little places because of Ezra.
Yeah.
So. And they you've made it to Gorman, right?
Yeah.
The spider planet.
Mm-hmm.
Very French-like.
Yeah, well, it's the fashion planet of the
right, but they're. Universe. I feel like they're also tailoring their resistance to very French resistance in World War II.
Yeah,
which is fun. I'm just like they were walking around with the berets. I'm like, this is straight up occupied France.
Yeah,
I was like, that's exactly what they're going for right now. Even their language sounds French-like.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, if you notice, they're not speaking English either.
No, yeah, it's like a. And I guess I did a little bit of research. They based it off of French and then threw in some other stuff in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You right there?
Yeah, there's some, there it is.
You had fuzz on your hat?
It's a white fuzz on my new hat.
Oh, yeah, nice.
The brim was flat, so I'm slow. I'm like.
Yeah. I don't know why people wear flat brims.
I don't either.
I've got some, but that. I don't wear them, and I try to bend them just a little bit.
I have two rubber bands and a thing about that size, and go.
Nice.
I pointed at a can, guys.
You did point at a can. The size of my dick.
You got problems, if that's the case.
So, what is that?
What is what?
What is that? Is that? Did you bring that in?
No, this was here.
What the fuck is that?
It looks like a dog thingy.
The fuck is this? Where did it come from, then? I thought you brought it in.
Hell no. I only brought in a water bottle, phone, and myself.
Okay. Yeah, it does look like it has dogs, so it might have come from their medicine, but their medicine usually comes in boxes. Okay, never mind.
I was going to use it as a coaster, but it's fine.
Yeah, you can use it as a coaster.
Thanks.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
That water is sweating.
Yeah. What were we talking about last? You right there?
Yeah, I was going to say we were talking about Andor, but what were we talking about that we said we needed to table it? It was a camo because of this hat.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't care for the new look. Or I don't even know if it's new look anymore. Did they abandon that?
What, the digi?
In the military, yeah.
No.
I know they got rid of all black, didn't they?
Well, all black / all green was like... NAM type time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went towards the camo pattern that everybody knows and loves.
Just the regular and not the like squares?
Correct.
Abstract looking. Where did they figure that looked... Not looked better, because who gives a shit about fashion? As performs better.
Come on now. So it's Marpat.
Sure.
Is what
the
it's
name
called.
Of it?
Yeah.
Why is it called Marpap? Marpat.
Marpat. And it's probably it's an acronym for something. Who knows?
Of course it is.
But yes, they still use it. So it says Marpap's horizontal flow of elements means it's better at blending with vegetation and terrain features in the negative space. I agree that it looks silly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the greens look hella silly.
It looks like it's a like a cartoon, like the Digimon type thing.
But... I love the, cause I mean, everybody's used to that U.S. woodland pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The army's sucks. It's the worst. When they tried to copy them, the Marine Corps pattern.
Okay.
It's god awful and it does not work as well, but the desert camo,
mm-hmm.
So pretty. It was the, oh man, I don't, and it works. Well, not that, I don't know, like, about the terrain stuff, but I came into the Marine Corps when it was getting phased in.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my camis that I got in boot camp were the old style.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to start buying the new.
That's so dumb.
New stuff. Well, so they gave you like 5 years to do it. And
still, though, the fact that you're having to pay for something they're making you wear.
They give you a uniform allowance.
Okay.
And technically, I paid for the first ones. They took it out of my check.
Oh.
But yeah, they give you like $100 a year for uniform, mm-hmm. stuff, which barely covers the boots.
Yeah.
Well, good boots. The Bates boots. But the class that came in behind me,
mm-hmm.
two classes, got the new stuff. And when I was in Pensacola for my first primary school,
yeah,
they started flowing in, and we were just looking, and we were like, you could clearly tell in an urban environment that there's people over there, but like your eyes couldn't really focus on how many people were there.
Really?
Yeah. So it did a good job of breaking up people.
Mm-hmm.
So it does something. It does work, but I don't know.
Interesting.
I liked the desert pattern myself. It's very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know, I got to wear it for the longest time.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I barely wore camis when I was actually in.
Deployed.
Because I was in Air Wing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're wearing coveralls.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. Basically, we're wearing coveralls. You're not wearing camis working on a helicopter. That's gross.
Yeah.
So we'd only wear them when we couldn't wear coveralls. So basically, anytime we left the flight line, we had to put camis on.
Did you have to change?
Yes.
Okay.
It was dumb, yes. It was very dumb. But, and you can't, in the Marine Corps, you cannot go anywhere in your camis outside of base. So.
That's even dumber.
So, yeah. So, and that's because that's your duty uniform.
Yeah.
So, if you're driving and say, oh, shit, I'm about to run out of gas, you can't stop. But if somebody catches you, you better be able to fucking prove it. That's basically, it has to be a provable emergency or else you're going to get slammed.
Mm-hmm.
But like army, like on airplanes, when people are coming home, you never know when a Marine's coming home. Cause guess what? We don't wear camis.
Yeah.
So you got people in the army who are coming home, they're wearing camis and all that. And it's like, oh, hey, thank you for your service. I'm like, hey, fuck you. You dirty piece of shit in my head. Cause you know. We have dress uniforms for that.
Yeah, yeah. Which, and you're not going to wear your dress uniform.
I mean, you can. Civvies. You can. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
So why would you?
It's the fucking worst. But I mean, you got your service is not really a dress uniform, but it's called the service. But it's got the green pants and the green jacket. With the tie,
mm-hmm.
that's super tan, and you can wear the, we call them piss covers. They're basically the what you think of when you see pilots with the cover that looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have like the standard, like service cover is what we call them, and it's
mm-hmm.
fancier. And we have a green version and a white version of the service color cover. And the green go with the green pants, and the white goes with the blue pants. Which everybody knows about the Marine Corps blue pants because they're with the dress blues.
Yeah.
Which aren't blue. They're black and blue.
With a red stripe, isn't it?
Well, it depends. You don't get the red stripe until you become an E4 in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
It's called the blood stripe.
The blood stripe?
Yep.
Means you've killed your first person?
No. No, it's just called a blood stripe. Oh, I'm supposed to be able to tell you what it means and what it stands for.
Did you forget already?
It's been 20 fucking years. It has been 20 years. I can, if you know what?
You're cheating and looking it up?
I'm going to, yeah. And like I said, there's a whole rule on when you wear this uniform too.
Oh, yeah. There's rules for everything.
It's the best. It's the best. Yeah. Represents courage and sacrifice.
You sound so...
I was about to say, in my head, it was like it reminds us of the blood that was shed throughout the time of the Marine Corps. But it is linked to the Battle of Chapultepec and the Mexican-American War. Hmm. Most of the things we do are linked to wars that we kicked ass and took names of in the past.
Oh.
Like the Marine Corps sword. Was given to us by Prince of Tripoli for our service in the Barbary Wars.
So where's the real sword?
Who knows? Oh. Who knows? But it's the oldest sword in U.S. service. That style of sword.
Yeah, yeah. The saber style.
Mm-hmm. So. But I'm sure we've bored people enough with the Marine Corps talk right now.
Which reminds me, I probably need to put a one last recording on the other one to direct everybody here.
Because
it didn't really happen. Before October. I think that's when it was up. When did I say it was up on the other side? On the other site? I didn't tell you.
They thought you got a notification saying that something came up. Something was published.
No, I meant, well, yeah, because you know the feed for this one.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the old feed. When it is supposed to be up. So like,
oh, it's normally October. Yeah.
So I got to cancel before that. Anyway, I didn't realize that Trash Panda didn't have their own discs, and it was a different company.
Yes.
Because I thought they had partnered with somebody to do the thing, and apparently they didn't.
No.
I was very disappointed when I found that out.
Right, and their disc selection, there's only like three of them.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
They do have misprints and stuff like that.
That's cool.
That are like $5 cheaper.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
So, that's why I'm like, okay. But I mean, I'm pretty sure the logos look very similar.
Yes, they are very, very similar, but they're not...
the same people?
Yeah.
Very disappointed in that. Very disappointed.
Yeah, but it happens.
Yeah, 'tis indeed. Did we talk about our scores? I think we did last one.
We did, and mine with Garbo.
27, and I was 30-something?
38, I think.
I don't remember.
I think it was 38. Sounds about right. I thought you were at 40, but...
No. Yeah. I was in the 30s.
Mm-mm. Sorry, I'm back. I'm back on that.
Are you?
Back on that dirty fucking piece of shit. I mean, that's their new one.
The new one?
Yeah, they went away from it.
Oh, okay. He's talking about the camos.
I'm back to the army camos.
He's reminiscing about the good old days.
Nah. I mean, it was better. But it was also like 2000 fucking five, so. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, 2005, because... I just come back from Afghanistan, so yeah, it was all right.
Where are you at in the your fourth or fifth reading of Dungeon Crawler?
Or
have you stopped?
I stopped. I'm in an okay spot.
You're in an okay spot.
Well, I started reading other stuff, or listening to other stuff, like We Are Bob, and...
I don't know that one.
Silo, the Silo books.
Oh, really? There's books?
Yeah.
Did it come from a book?
Yeah. So, yeah, like the second season, I think, is going to dive into the creation of the silos, which is why we had that meeting with the congressman and that reporter at the end of season two. Like, the end of season two is almost like a post-credit scene, but there were no credits that rolled.
Oh, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Again. Because I don't remember. Was it a flashback? Did they do flashbacks? I don't remember what they did.
Well, it was the only time they flashed back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other than to his wife. But, yeah, it was like at the end of season two. They had the member in Terra Nova, the main general's son, who was, like, the bad guy doing, like, math and stuff.
I'm really going to have to rewatch.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember half of it. Usually when the things come out, you know, they have their little recap, so I'm going to have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember it at all. There's nothing really else. That's all we've been watching is Andor. I mean, slowly watching Ghosts as it comes out.
Yeah. Tales of the Underworld comes out on Sunday.
What the hell is that?
It's like Tales of the Jedi and Tales of the Empire.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know anything about that one.
It's more of that animation style of Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. I need to... They've put out a lot more of those. Like, a lot of those.
Yeah.
There's like, what, 5 or 6 now? Started with Clone Wars.
Yeah, so it was Clone Wars.
Then it was Clone Wars again.
Yeah. Well, it was Clone Wars, then Rebels, then Clone Wars again. Then Bad Batch.
Yeah, that's it.
Tales of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Tales of the Empire. And now Tales of the Underworld.
Yeah. There's just so many.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to...
Yeah, but Tales of the Jedi, Tales of the Empire, and Tales of the Underworld aren't long.
It's really? Just,
yeah.
They're like the miniseries?
Yeah, and the episodes aren't that long. They're like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost not worth it.
It's worth it. The Tales of the Jedi is absolutely worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into it. What is it on Disney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Does the link for Disney Plus still work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm concerned it may, at some point, may not, but...
Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
It's been so far, as I told you, we've been watching Andor.
Yeah, that's true. So it has to have worked.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did you see where Jeff Hayes had to get a tattoo?
Mm-mm.
Are you following them on their socials?
No, what happened? Why do you have to get a tattoo?
So, apparently, I guess they just put it in today or not, I'm not sure. But, like, he had to do it because, like, they had a bet. It was like, they get 500 people on their live stream, and then he would get a tattoo of Donut on his butt. And Matt got it on his arm.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know where they posted a live stream to, though, because I didn't see anything about it. So I don't know where they posted it or where they did it. Because I saw the thing where they had the video about, like, we made a bet, blah, 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 blah. And that was on Instagram. So I don't know when or where they went live. So I don't know. He's actually, I guess now that he realizes that it's a popular thing, he's like, oh, I probably should post more on socials.
Yeah.
Because he's starting to post more on socials. Because what did he start doing? He started doing, where is it at? Started doing snippets. There he is. Let's post on, let's grab him. And he has, let me read the thingy. I'm going to start posting the scenes that have gotten me the most negative comments in the Dungeon Crawler Carl books. Let's start with the Goblin Baby incident from early in book one. So it'll be interesting.
Is that Jeff or is that Matt?
That's Matt.
Okay.
No, Jeff, I mean, he does do his own, but he's not posting anything like that. He's posting snippets of him recording the audios.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It says, what? Oh, I don't know if this is turned down the audio because you can't hear it anyway. This is a little old as we're now falling down the charts a few spots, but thanks to everyone who made Dungeon Crawler Carl Book 7 a bestseller.
Yep.
Lit RPG audiobooks. Also, this clip is nothing to do with the good friends at Shirtaloon and his amazing series, He Who Fights with Monsters. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got...
I have the first book.
I think I do, too.
And I started looking at reading it, but yeah. I haven't
either. But apparently they were number one in the world for a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is why it's becoming a show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently Seth MacFarlane bought the rights to it.
Well, his company bought the rights to it.
Which, that's concerning. They never finished Orville. And people who worked on Orville were like, yeah, it's not good. Because they could never get it together to shoot anything. So, like, the actors would then have to go do something else. And then when it was time for them to shoot something or finally got the things to it, they didn't have all the actors there because they were out shooting something else. So it's not a good sign that Seth MacFarlane's company has picked up the rights to it. Mm. So it might die.
Nah, we'll see.
I mean, I liked Orville, but Orville is still not finished.
Yeah.
So that's an indication of how Dungeon Crawler Carl is going to go. Which sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's very concerning to me because I thought it was like HBO or something that picked it up.
Well, it's Universal and they're used and Seth MacFarlane's company is producing.
Still though, if it's producing, that means it's not gonna.
Yeah, because they make decisions on the check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they might not get the funding to actually do something. I don't even know what Seth MacFarlane's doing anymore these days.
I mean, other than still rolling Family Guy and...
I thought that ended.
And American Dad.
See, that never picked up.
It's still going.
It might be still going, but American Dad's not...
Which is
a good show.
Crazy. So the son in American Dad is the guy who plays the pilot... in Orville.
Oh. Nice.
I was like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And apparently him and the first officer were married in real life for a little bit. Yeah,
and then they got a divorce.
Yeah.
In real life.
In real life.
While still doing the show.
Yeah.
Because didn't their... No, their characters didn't have a thing for each other in the show. Uh-uh. So... Hopefully it was an amicable parting. Otherwise,
that shooting could be scenes, a reason why it's
another reason.
Another reason.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not too sure on that aspect of everything.
When are you gonna throw this one up? This episode.
I don't know.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Why?
So apparently.
Oh.
In Thunderbolts.
Oh,
something's going to happen, and we're going to see the Fantastic Four coming into our universe before the Fantastic Four movie.
Okay. I guess that's supposed to... Is Thunderbolts a movie or a series?
Movie.
Okay.
Yep, that's the last post-credit scene.
Oh.
Then there's a mid-credit scene that's apparently pretty funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You did this so Tony would have a chance to watch.
Correct. That's why I asked the question. I was like...
Not tomorrow. So
because you're not gonna watch it, so I'm just gonna. No. I'm good. I'm like, I'm gonna throw spoilers out there. Yeah, we're going to go see it tomorrow, and I was like, of course I did my due diligence and figured out what's going on.
Of course.
Because when we go see things like that, they go, "How many post credit scenes?" And I go, "One, two, none." And I let everybody know we can leave or not. So and apparently the first mid credit scene is of the Red Guardian.
Okay.
In the supermarket with a box of Wheaties that him and his team are on pictures of. Like
okay.
How they put like teams back in the day on a box of Wheaties.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to recognize him. In classic Red Guardian form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear nothing but good things from this one.
Yeah. Isn't this the one where, what's her name?
Yelena.
Black
Widow's sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally jumps off the Dubai building.
Maybe not the Dubai building, but yeah.
It's a very tall building. I don't know. I thought it was Dubai, but I could be wrong. I don't know where they're at.
It's too dreary and watery for that.
Well, they could be using the building for it, and then...
It's not the Dubai building.
Empire State Building? No. What's the one in New York that they built in place of the towers?
Oh, Trade Center 1?
I guess. It had a very weird... Like, I'm just trying to
remember. It is a weird-looking building, yeah. And don't get me wrong, the Dubai building's...
No, Dubai building's like a very, like a very point.
Pointy, yeah.
No, it's not like, pointy.
It's like flat top, flat.
But then it's got like the like curvy innie bits.
Square with, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like curved in a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking it might be the Trade Center. I don't think it was the Trade Center building, though. I just remember that was an actual practical effect that they did. Like, she actually jumped off the building. That'd be crazy. Reminds me of Fall Guys. Did you watch that movie?
Fall Guy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how he, like, got injured was from a fall?
Yeah,
so I was like, she's okay, of course, because they wouldn't post. The movie's still coming out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure if an actress or actor, main cast member, died during the making of, they probably wouldn't come out with the movie anymore.
Well, that's why they did, like, for the last Mission Impossible movie, they did the motorcycle off the cliff thing first, because if Tom Cruise died, there was no point in making the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's true. Do the one thing that he's like, I'm doing all my stunts. I'm 60 years old.
Yeah. So, like, it was literally the first thing they filmed, so...
Just in case you died, buddy.
Yep. There's something else. Like I said, I guess some people are pissed off about a potential leak of Superman plot point for the Superman movie.
Okay.
I don't know if it's they're mad because of what they're doing or how they're doing it.
Okay.
So, apparently Lex Luthor is using social media to... besmirch Superman.
Okay.
So it's like he has a whole bunch of social media accounts saying super shit and like just dogging on Superman, as you do.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, that's based in reality. That's what people do.
Yeah.
Like put out misinformation and then eventually.
But it sounds like. He's using, instead of just people or computer, mutated monkeys from space. Typing on keyboards.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay. Like they're from space or they're in space
from
doing
from space.
It? So he has aliens in his basement.
Yeah, he has like an army of... space monkeys in his basement typing up mean shit to say about Superman.
I mean, that
it's very Silver Age comic-y.
Yeah, but, and it's also because of that, like what is the term called?
Exploitation?
No. like a political cartoon of like a statement about... whatever the society right now. What is the word? I can't remember what the word is. Or words together. Is it about to rain?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I'll have to... I may eventually watch it when it comes out on streaming.
Like I said, I'll see it in theaters.
Yeah. When's it supposed to come out?
July.
Oh, this is your birthday thing? Wasn't this your birthday movie?
11th, I think.
Mm. What movie were we going to go see during your birthday?
No, it was going to be Superman.
Oh. I thought that came out earlier. Mm-mm. Your birthday.
My 41st birthday.
Yo.
July 11th.
July 11th. There you go. July 11th. Cool. I haven't really played any board games. Not board games.
Oh, that's what I want to do. We need to see how, who all we can get together.
Because I want to do October Halloween games.
In October, or?
We probably need to do it before October to release in October.
Okay.
But need to get people together that are wanting to do it.
In September-ary.
Yeah, sometime in that. Okay. August, maybe.
Okay.
But, yeah. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. All right, talk to you later.
Yep.
Nah.
Bye. Bye.